الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. From this ayat, we discussed a little bit yesterday that kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas, fasting, has been made compulsory upon you, that is on every part of the body as well. And fasting, the shari fasting, we know, we stay away from eating and drinking, and our wives' intimate relationship from sehri to iftari time. That is a shari fast. But to keep a proper fast of which we get the full benefit, on which we will get taqwa, and then taqwa will lead us throughout our whole life. Once a person has got taqwa, to observe every command of Allah Ta'ala becomes very, not only easy, but a pleasure. And to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala also becomes not only easy, but it becomes a pleasure. And a person feels honored that he has managed to stay away from the displeasure and the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah has given us this month really to acquire that taqwa. And if we keep our rozas properly, then inshallah we will get that. And Allah has made it so conducive, so easy, that the month of Ramadan is a month itself on its own. Besides the rozas and that, this month is so great that it is easy that a person acquires this taqwa. Then in this month, Allah has prescribed rozas for us. And this rozas again, roza at any time of the year also, but in Ramadan, it helps us tremendously to acquire this taqwa. Then the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. And the Quran Sharif again on its own also is enough, as we are hearing in the Fadail Quran, that it is also enough to guide us and to give us this taqwa. So yeah, Allah has put everything together for us in this occasion. And yeah, that we have come here, we have gathered here, these programs which are organized are also for the same thing. And we find normally Khanka programs carry on throughout the year also. So even if it's out of Ramadan, this Khanka setup is also enough for our Islah. But that we're having it in Ramadan, and all these things together, is even much more greater that we acquire this taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to apply ourselves and ayyam ma'adudat. It's an exercise for a few days. A few countable days, the days which we can count easily. If we do it, then inshallah we will acquire this great thing. So we should look at the month of Ramadan on the one side as a great boon, a great blessing, a great favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In no way may Allah save us that we take it like a burden, that we take it as something hard upon us, but we should take it as a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. And it is, there is no doubt. Then together with this, in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala made it that during the day, the fasting person's du'as are readily accepted. All his du'as are accepted. Allah has made it that the malaika, they don't carry on with their duty, they say Ameen. Certain malaika, they say Ameen on the du'as. And if we get the Ameen of the malaika, we've got everything. And at the time of iftari again, du'as are readily accepted. At the time of Sehri, Tahajjud time, du'as are again more readily accepted. The whole night, Allah is calling out, wondering out, what do you want of me? Whatever you ask, I will grant it. And the acceptance of du'as are in various forms. But our duty is to carry on. And Allah save us from that we say, how lot I made du'a, but I didn't get what I asked for. No, Allah Ta'ala gives what we ask for. And as we heard, the Maulana Kausar, who was here, he explained so beautifully that in the Quran Sharif, wherever people ask anything about Allah Ta'ala, وَيَسَلُونَكَ anil ahilla, they ask you about the moon, etc. We ask you, there's many questions. Then قُلْ, say to them this, فتفو الدعاء وإذا سألك عبادي عني. When my bandas ask about me, where am I, who am I, how am I, then Allah didn't say قل. You tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi, inni qareeb, I'm very close to them. Allah said immediately, inni qareeb, that I am so close. And Allah Ta'ala is definitely so close. Allah listens to every person. Allah is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves also. Allah knows us more better than what we know ourselves also. And Allah Ta'ala is most kind, is the most loving Allah, most kind, most merciful Allah. So du'as, Allah is asking, what do you want? And Allah has made every arrangement for us to get our taqwa, which is the prime thing. After iman, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, iman you have got. Now just to become, you are my friends, but my ordinary friends, general friends. To become my close friends, ittaqullah. Just acquire taqwa. Now you just have to do that. And what for that? Kunu wa-sadiqeen. Be with the truthful. Yeah, alhamdulillah, brothers who have come, and mashallah, how many ulama, and what status of the ulama that are here with us, who are sitting with us. So if we are here with the sadiqeen. And we also have come, and inshallah, our niyat is our islah, and we are sincere in our niyat also. So we are also on that path. If we are still at A, but we are, Allah regards you already in that path. So being in this company, which beautiful example Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gave, which we heard many times from our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that if you have, in our times, bulbs, lamp, globes, you have a 15 watt bulb, you have a 60 watt, 100 watt, 2000 watt, all you light them up in one place. So as many as you have got, they all got their different power. But the light that comes in the air is one light. Whether it came from the 15 watt, whether it came from the 100 watt, whether it came from the 2000 watt, it's one light. So in that, the one that got 15 also benefits from the one that has got 2000. And the one that has got 2000 also benefits from the one that got 15. Because all of it made one bright light. So like the people of Iman get together, and for one common purpose we are here, and with all these things all the time, it's Ramadan, it's for Islah, it's the Quran Sharif, it's Roza, all these things together, everyone's light is here in this atmosphere. So when that light is there, everyone is, the one who got the weakest light is also benefiting, and the one who got the strongest light is also benefiting from everyone. So Allah Ta'ala, make it that we take this year. And this occasion is so perfect. So, but for our roza, our fasting to become a perfect from where we get this taqwa. Just staying hungry is one thing. And shari'i fasting. And according to shariat, and many people make a distinction that shariat and tasawwuf are two different things. It is one thing really. You can regard it as two. Shariat are the laws of Shariat. The tasawwuf is our islah, our tazkiyah. Then on that we find the closeness of Allah. We find the love of Allah Ta'ala. And with that, if we keep our rozas like that, a complete and perfect roza, then we will get such great benefits from this one month. And also we should regard this month that already how many days are gone. Not that we are happy that they are finished and only so many left now. We are just too happy. Ramadan hardly came and it's gone. But what are we taking from Ramadan? Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah has shown us so many Ramadans in our lives. And Allah Ta'ala, let us take the full benefit. And where we must appreciate, make lot of dua also for our akabir and our elders. They sacrificed everything to teach us what life is about. We thought that just living our life, at the most, that we make our five times namaz, or we make some occasional namaz or something. We go for hajj, that one farz is finished. Ramzan, we just keep hungry. And that is all, no namaz also in our lives. But they made effort where they were. They came here to our country. They traveled. and in what condition. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh was paralyzed, but he traveled. And Hazrat said, I'm traveling with all this difficulty only for one purpose, and that is to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala alive. And zikr also, alhamdulillah, that also is here, which is also a very important part. So the zikr also, ijtimai zikr also. Allah give us tawfiq to do our infiradi, our own zikr also. If doing zikr all together, has got a different effect also. Different enjoyment also. And doing zikr on our own has also got a different effect. So the zikr that we are doing, if we can do some of that on our own also. Third kalima, our durood sharif, we mustn't leave out. Allah give us tawfiq. There are a lot of things to do, but all this is also important. Even if it is not so much, but durood sharif, third kalima. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alim Rahmatullah Ali used to stress a lot on third kalima. These words, we just take it as like common words, the third kalima, the words Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, they are very, very powerful. Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate and understand all this. So all this also we should try and keep it going and make our day very valuable, inshallah. The night make it valuable, the day make it valuable. It's not just the time to pass our time. But it is the time, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, those who want to pass time, they fail time. Like you want to just pass time. How many people in Ramadan that will go for a drive to pass time? We'll go and do this to pass time. Or we'll just go and do our shopping to pass time. There is no time. A person, really, if we see what we want to do, we're not getting enough time. Our tiredness also overtakes us, our sleep also. But even then, how much a person would like to do, we're not getting to do that. Then where are we still getting time to pass? And where are we getting time nowadays for the cell phone, all to be engaged with that? Where are we getting time to chat around and talk and all this talking and that, which we'll come to, we're busy with the tongue. It takes away at the start our ibadat's noor. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, a person his whole life, he controlled his eyes. He made Bad Nazri one time. He looked and he got carried away and he carried on looking. His noor of Iman goes away. The noor of Iman goes away. And to get that noor back, he says, that when another such occasion comes and you make sure you don't look, then that noor will come back. But this noor of Iman, and also Hazrat says, don't go and look for another opportunity. But when it comes on its own, and Allah tests us, Allah, we ask, beg of Allah that without testing us, that He makes us to be successful. Because when the test comes, and that woman, the way she's so beautiful at that time, Shaitan makes her. She isn't that beautiful at all. But Shaitan makes her look like that. And you find it almost impossible that you can keep away. Young people come with the problem of masturbation. That it appears at that time that I just can't stop it. It is just Shaitan who makes it like that at that time. So at that time now to pass the test. A person who passed the test, he goes flying to Allah Ta'ala. And otherwise we fall so back again. So Allah Ta'ala we beg of Him that He must not test us. If the test comes, that Allah, He only is the one who gives tawfiq. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. At that time is very, very effective. La hawla amma'asiyatillah illa bi'ismatillah. The meaning of la hawla, that we cannot save ourselves from guna, but by the protection of Allah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And we got no power to do good إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ, but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. When we read that, Allah Ta'ala says, Ta'ala says, my banda has surrendered to me. And he has got everything. So this is also many times when we ask somebody asks, can we tell them, read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. They feel you gave them nothing. If you give them some ta'weez or something and you charge them also quite a bit, they feel, no, this is going to work. But la hawla, that before. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. What great power it has got. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Kitabs ulama have written. Big kitabs of the virtues and the value of these things. That is where our deen is. But just like in dunya also, simple things don't appeal to us. But when it's made a bit complicated and a bit difficult and hard, that appeals to us. But Allah made life also easy for us. We live a simple life in our dressing, our home, our eating. There is only goodness in there. And when we make it difficult, then we know how difficult it becomes. But today, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali at one time explained that to make nikah according to sunnah, and he explained it a little bit. He said, isn't it easy? All said, it's very easy. Then he said, will you people do it? All said, it's very hard to do it. Because the whole environment is such that till you don't have a hall and you don't do all the other things, which is so difficult, how many nights? So nikah is one sunnah, just as you may. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that how much precaution and time, effort I made to read two rakats of sunnah namaz. So much I made for a nikah. Whether my nikah, my children's nikah, this is two rakats sunnah namaz, nikah is sunnah. It's just so much. It's not all this what we have made out of it. We have made our deen very, very difficult. Then Mufti Sahib explained to make nikah wedding according to our custom and riwaj. And he explained a few things like we are saying now. And then he asked, isn't it difficult? All said, yes, very difficult. How much money is spent? How much touch time? Effort goes in all this. But will you do it? How is it to do it? Very easy to do, because everyone does it. And everyone will encourage you. And they will even encourage you to take loans on interest in order to do that. And especially in the poorer countries, the poorer people, India, Pakistan. What great musibah they have to go through by taking loans. And in India, they take from the Hindu people on interest loans. And that consequence again is terrible, whatever happens after that. So all this just because of that simplicity. So therefore, it is very, very necessary that everything we try and keep simple. So we are digressing, but hopefully all this also, there is benefit in it, inshallah. So yesterday, Maulana Musa reminded me that person who went to the sheikh and he was making, the sheikh stopped him from all his fatwas, all his bayans, stopped him from Quran Sharif recital as well. But when that love of Allah was developed, and then he went and made bayan after that, in one majlis, all became sahib in nisbat. All the people, they became connected to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So that is, that 40 days he gave, and he stopped with all this, what the sheikh told him to stop, which were permissible, which were commendable things, tilawat of Quran, fatwa, bayan, everything. But he stopped him from that, and he wanted to, this what he wanted, the love of Allah, that is what came into him, and then it was a world of difference. So the same way, mashayikh do this, that we are stopped from certain things when we go to them for our islah. Permissible things are stopped. But then, what is the object? One, we control, get control of our nafs. Call it having acquired taqwa. Then getting the love of Allah. Then a person's his own life. What his wife, his married life, as we see life, as we see the adab which are there, they come naturally in a person. Then his life with his wife becomes so enjoyable also. Then all his whole life, everything falls into place once this is acquired. And so the month of Ramadan also, we are asked for a few permissible things, to give up a few permissible things, and for a little while and for a few days. But if we will do it properly, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us these true benefits and we will enjoy the fruit of it forever and ever. So with regard to the tongue which Allah Ta'ala has given us, one, we have to understand that the tongue and the ability to speak is a great ni'mat. There are certain people, children, when they are born dumb, they can't speak. that we know how the parents will feel. We make dua that all who are like that, Allah Ta'ala open their tongue and open it for good also. Sometimes that you can't speak is good, because you might have gone and you would speak all bad things, wrong things you would have spoken. So it's a blessing also that you can't speak. But we don't understand, and we ask afiyat from Allah Ta'ala that Allah open their tongues and that they speak good things and the proper things. So the tongue and to speak, what a great ni'mat. You can say, what is in your heart, the tongue is the translator of the heart. What is in the heart, the tongue translates it and presents it. So the tongue is a great, great ni'mat. Ulama have explained also that when the child is in the womb of the mother, when it has been formed, it takes about 4 months, 10 days for the child to form. Then the body is complete. It has been made to how much it had to be made. The balance takes place afterwards, but that has been made. Then Allah puts ruh into the child. And when the ruh comes, life is in the child. Now the child needs food also, has to be nourished also. Then the system Allah kept for the child to eat, there are two things that we have to take notice of, that it is the umbilical cord from the mother's stomach which goes direct to the child's stomach. So one is that food is going, and what is the food? The monthly menses of the mother. Her monthlies, which is dirty blood, Allah has made that. And the other, it goes direct, not via the mouth. Ulama, Allah reward them, and we get to learn from them that one reason why it did not go through the mouth, because it was a dirty blood, filthy, napak. So Allah said, I'll keep the tongue pure and clean. Because this tongue has to read Quran Sharif. This tongue is going to take the name of Allah. So how pure must the tongue be? So it's a different thing. We then dirty the tongue, and how filthy we make the tongue. What and what we speak with this tongue, how filthy we make it. And also, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that just remind me all these Muslims at home. If you give food to the dog, and you dish out with a spoon from which you give to the dog food, and with that same spoon you give your visitors food also, how will they feel? If they have to know that you use the spoon in which you give the dog food, and you use the same spoon in order to give me food, how will they feel? So the same mouth that we read Quran Sharif, with the same tongue, all that other filthy things on our tongue, and the words that we use, and sometimes the tongue is used even for more filthy things. How terrible and filthy things the tongue is used for. And with that now, reading Quran Sharif, taking the name of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, for a mu'min, and the 5 branches of deen, which is being read, Allah make it that it comes into our lives, so that we become proper Muslims. What a Muslim is supposed to be, and an ambassador of Islam that we are supposed to be. But otherwise, our tongue, and in our married lives, how many people, our tongue is spoiled, wife's tongue is spoiled, made dirty, what and what things happen. So the tongue must be kept pure and must be kept clean. Hazrat also said that on the same TV that you see filthy, filthy things, on the same TV you're hearing a bayan also. You're hearing Quran Sharif also. The same thing that is used for that filth and dirt is also used for this. And this is a dangerous thing when the two things are mixed like this. This gives a lot of untold problems. Problems which cannot be solved by doctors, not by alims, not by amils, not by psychiatrists, by nobody. And a person sits with those problems. And how many people are sitting with such problems? Allah save us all. To save ourselves from problem, it is simple. Obey the laws of Allah as they are, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, Allah saved the tongue from all that filth, and we must not make it dirty. Let us make tawbah for whatever. And Allah is that great and great and kind being that has given us the doors of tawbah, and kept them wide open for us. And during this month, it is for us to use the doors of tawbah. Tawbah, istighfar, and Allah loves that. And the more if we can do little check ourselves, what are we? And then the doors of Tawbah will open for us. When we see our faults and we ask Allah, open my faults to me, then we will be able to see them. And fortunate is that person to whom Allah opens his faults. And he sees his faults. But not to this extent also that you become depressed and that you see your faults in order to clean them. Not to moan and groan about them. That they're so dirty, I'm so dirty. No, remove the dirt now. Get busy and remove the dirt. Make tawbah and then go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The other thing that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it that the monthly blood, dirty blood, that must be the food for that little child. It is for the child to ponder on that, that when Allah made you, now makes you a great alim, makes you a great qari, everything, the world is praising you, but don't forget from where you are. I'm from the dirt, I'm from the sperm, one drop of sperm, which the parents also, they hate it. Once you want to wipe it, you want to get, you have to, and Sharia says go and bath, your whole body. Otherwise, logically, you must just wash that one part of the body. But what did Sharia say? The whole body, in one aspect, that this dirt is so terrible that now I can't even just be satisfied with washing that one part. My whole body must be washed. And then all the rules of Sharia about bathing also properly. Mouth must be gargled properly. Nose, the water must be put. Whole body must be properly wet, etc. So all this. So don't get that pride. That is again a different thing. That after keeping our rozas and keeping them properly also, that no pride must come. This holier than thou attitude. And many times shaitan brings it into us. We once in a while we got tawfiq of doing something, reading some dua at a certain time. Then the thought comes, I wonder how many others are doing it. And what we worried about, we must worry about ourselves. This one time we got little tawfiq, we are sitting for our itikaf, that now we are observing the month of Ramadan, we are trying to observe. And what shaitan puts in our mind, what about all the other people? What about us? And when you think that you are better than somebody, you drop and you fall so down after doing everything. And our arch enemy shaitan, our nafs is such a student of shaitan that even if shaitan is not around, he still does his work all the time. And nafs is the bigger enemy. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that who led shaitan astray? Another shaitan didn't come. It was his nafs that led him astray. So this tongue of ours that Allah has given us, we must keep it pure and clean. And remember also our asad. It is also mentioned that Ayyad was the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi. And Ayyad, a lot of incidents the ulama mentioned. Amongst them one related to this year, that he became the favorite of the king. He was an ordinary slave, but the qualities he have, and qualities are important. Not what we, not who we are, what possessions we have got, etc. No, the qualities we have got. That is what makes a person valuable. So Ayyad, because of his qualities, became the favorite of the king. So much so that the state treasure, the key of the state treasury, also he had it. So the other courtiers who became jealous that he has become now the favorite of the king and he has got such a position by the king, they started, which is common, whispering things in the king's ears that Ayaz is like this and he does like this and that. And in that they told that he steals from the state treasury also. The king said, impossible, Ayaz, I know him, he can't. He says, you see for yourself, middle of the night, we all will take up our positions, you'll see he comes middle of the night, and he opens the state treasury, and then what does he opens it middle of the night? To steal there, from here there are a lot of other lessons also we learn, just to be, to have bad ideas, but gumani about people is also not right. Until our facts are not there, which Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who thinks ill of other people is the most stupid people. Because on the day of Qiyamah, he will have to present his evidence for that. And you won't have the evidence. When you're just thinking ill about people, you haven't got. And if you, and he will have to pay, the consequences will come. And you think good about somebody, even if it isn't true, but you think good about him, without presenting the evidence, you get sawab. So anyway, they took their position and they put it in the king's mind that he steals. And abad, middle of the night, he came and he opened the safe. So what will any person's mind go to? So the king said, let us go and see. Well, there he had a box with his old torn and tattered clothes. And he took off the robes which the king had given him. Now he was wearing all those wonderful clothes. And now he put on the torn and tattered clothes and he looks in the mirror. And he says, Ayaz, never forget what you were. Today you are the favorite of the, you are in the court of the king. And you are enjoying all the comfort and luxury here. The king has got a trust in you. You have got a high position. But don't forget who you are. So like that, we also must never forget our origin. That Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. At one time, man generally was not even known about any man. Before Allah created Adam alayhi salam, who knew about man? We ourselves, what we knew, if we are today 40 years, 41 years ago, we were not even shay'an mazkura. Now when the mother conceived, she told the father, I think I've conceived now. Then they start going for tests, etc. It gets confirmed, etc. Then now they say, hoping it's a boy, it's a girl. Now let us go and buy some clothes, and now let us book a clinic, which gynecologist we'll go to. All that starts afterward. But at one time, we were nothing whatsoever. And now, when Allah this procedure, from that one drop of sperm, Allah Ta'ala made us come. And what is that sperm? And what is the sperm made out of? Blood. And blood is made of the food that we eat. And the food is from the ground, the sand. From there we are. So sometimes Allah says we have created you from sand. Sometimes Allah says we created you from sperm. But this is our origin. So what right have we got to be proud about? So that is also very, very harmful. So the tongue, when the child is born and the tongue is there, Allah Ta'ala made this tongue also to be placed between two jaws. And then the two jaws also, they've got all the teeth on it. Example ulama have given, like every government has got the police department. In there you get one group of police which are only for riot occasions, when there are riots. Yes. That's a different type of police, and their weapons are also different. And they go when there's a riot, those police go. So yeah, for the tongue, to control the tongue, one explanation is that Allah Ta'ala has put the two jaws like the army regiments to control the tongue. And then again, not only that, Allah Ta'ala put the riot police with all their weapons. We get the front teeth which are sharp, and sometimes we bite our tongue, and we know what pain we get with that. Then the other tongues, which are like canines, in order to eat meat, etc., which ulama also have written that the proof that to eat meat is jais and halal. Like Hindus, they don't eat. Then why did Allah put the teeth for eating meat? Those teeth are particularly for eating meat. Because to eat meat, Allah made it permissible for us. And then the other teeth at the back to crush the food. And in there again, there is also detail. One friend of ours, he said, you must eat your food like you are like you sip water. And you must sip your water like you chew your food. In other words, you must take your time. Not waste time, but eat your food. Today we generally, unfortunately, swallow food. We don't chew it. Don't leave the food, the crushing of the food to the intestines. The mouth must crush it. The teeth must crush them properly. And then you send it down, then the bigger intestine, the small intestine will do their work again. So that is also very important. Water, never gulp it also. Sip water. So it's very, very important. So anyway, this is the work of the teeth also. And the teeth are, yes, in a sense, to guard the tongue. just like any country, if they have nuclear bombs, etc., it doesn't mean that even the president of the country, whenever he wishes to, or at night he just woke up and he goes and press a button. No, there is so much security for that. So for word to come out from here, also so much Allah has put so much security that your mind must think of it. It is under the control of the army regiments. It's under the control of the riot police. Then you should use your tongue. But today it is an art that a person who just blabbers and talks all the time, that is good company. We are having a braai, and this is also one sense that all this kind of entertainment is not healthy for if you look at it from a pure dini point of view. Because what is a braai? Lot of talking, joking, all the time. And who is good to invite there? Person who just makes a joke about anything. For everything he's got a comment to make. And all the time he's got something to say. That is a good person. Whereas according to our deen, that is far. There were those buzurgs who wrote down what they spoke in the day. If we have to write down, where are we going to do? So much we are talking, where are we going to write it down? So this shows that how little they spoke that day. And then again, muhasaba on that. That was it necessary to say this? Was it necessary to say that? One buzurg went to another buzurg's house. They told that he's sleeping. So he said, is this the time to sleep? But he wrote it down. Then he said, was it necessary? What right have I got? What I know, what is this condition? He might be ill. What is this condition? Why he didn't sleep at night? What happened at night? And therefore he's taking a rest. He's taking a rest now. What right did I have to say that? But today, for any small thing, we just speak all the time. So this tongue, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he said, jismuhu saghir. The tongue is very small. Size also, how many? 4 square centimeters, 3-4 square centimeters. And the weight of it also, how much is it? Wa ismuhu kabir. But the sun of the tongue is very big. And the same way also it applies, it's small, but the reward of the tongue is also very big. It is narrated that the one word that comes out of the tongue, and there was a husband and wife who were quarreling, fighting, you said one word and you cooled everything down. And you sorted everything out, that one word of yours, we don't know which heights of Jannah it takes you to. And on the other hand, two people, husband, wife, whoever, were having a quarrel. They were coming to a settlement. You again said something and you started the fire again. And where that one word takes you, and write down. And you carry on fawning in Jahannam with that one word, of yours. So the tongue is very, very important. And this month is to learn to control the tongue also. Our mind must go to this also. It isn't just the rozas, not only our tilawat, our duas, our zikr, but to learn to control our tongue now in Ramadan. Because many of us, our tongues in Ramadan are also out of control. Many people, many wives also say to the husband, if you don't keep roza, it's better. Because you take out all your anger on us, as if we made zulam on you that you must keep roza. And now you can't eat, and all that anger of yours, you're taking it out on us. So we have to learn, keep our rozas also. Allah give us steadfastness, make our namaz, everything. And with all that, let the pressure which comes, but let the tongue be under control also. With all this, you still have a nice word for your wife. You still treat her nicely. You speak nicely to her. Not that now you, when you eat, so much so the masala comes, that if the husband is such, he will make big problems if the salt is not right in the food. The woman is allowed to taste also. But why must we be husbands like that? That now the salt is too much, masala is too much, masala is too less, it's too strong, it's too weak, etc. We shouldn't be husbands like that. If she has judged and she made an error, the food is less, the salt is less, it's too much, accept it. It's not going to be that impossible for you to eat it. We should learn to accept this also wholeheartedly and not complain and have. And if we, there is a waqia written of one alim, that he those days where they had money, he saved up for about 6 months money to buy a fowl, a chicken. And then when he bought it, and he brought it for her to prepare, Allah shan, she put so much salt that it was like poison, you couldn't eat it. But when he tasted and he couldn't, he made a deal with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, she made a mistake, so much salt she has put. But I forgive her for your sake. Qiyamah day, you keep me in mind, you forgive me also. When he passed away, somebody saw in a dream, asked what happened. He said, that day I forgave my wife, Allah forgave me my whole life's all gunas. So we don't take them to task for everything, and we don't take out our anger. So the control of the tongue, and we have to learn it here. If here we are still talking when we go down to eat, after Taraweeh we have a little snack, we can talk a little bit, no problem. But that we just all the time blabbering, talking all the time. And the worst thing is where this talk starts, it almost definitely goes into some sort of backbiting, etc. And if we are here in Atikaf, in the masjid, and we backbite in the masjid, then how terrible is that? So to learn to control the tongue is very, very, very important. And this is also one great aspect of our Islah, which in this month we must think about it, work on it, that how we can control our tongue, and we don't just speak for anything. And when we want to speak also, Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum, at one time said, to give da'wat to somebody, you can't tell the person directly. You're not, he's elder than you, his position is more higher than you, but you have to give him the message, you have to give him he's doing something wrong, you can't tell him. He says, even you have to use five means, this person will tell that person will tell, in confidence, and for his welfare, not backbiting and that. And that person will be able to tell him, then do use that, but see that you speak properly. Use your tongue properly. Don't just use it wrongly. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to give Abu Talib, his father, da'wat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your da'wat will lose its importance. As a small child, you are giving such a big... So big messages must be given by big people. Then it is appreciated. A small child comes... If a child runs in here and just says there's the fire, you won't take it so serious. But if a big person comes and he says a fire, we all will take it. So we have to see all these things also. So anyway, when we want to talk also, we think. And many of us, we feel it's impossible. When you talk, you just talk what comes to your mind. But a little bit of effort in this direction, and you see, whenever you want to talk, you will think. Must I use this word, that? Must I say it now? Must I say it later? Must I say it in front of everyone? Must I say it separately, privately? There's all things we have to think. The words that we use also. Even when we write letters, one word, the connotation, the implication of it can be completely different, and it could be misunderstood completely. So we have to be as far as possible. And when we have taqwa, we have Allah in mind, Allah guides us towards the right. So anyway, the tongue of ours is also a great amanat also. It is a great amanat. Where it's a gift also, it's an amanat. And we will have to be answerable for every word that we had spoken. And it won't take Allah long to take everyone's hisab. We think one person, 60, 70 years to take one person's hisab will be so. But for Allah, Allah is Allah. He is beyond our comprehension. Allah is great. But we will be taken to task, and whatever we speak, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Malaika here to write down and note everything what we are speaking. So our tongue, Allah give us tawfiq, work on that also. And there is still much more which we should think about, and that if we just can get one thing, our tongue under control for this month, for this Ramadan, and our tongue is under control, what a great achievement. What a great thing we have acquired if we can use our tongue for the right things, and in the right things also, in the right way also. Allah give us all tawfiq, and make dua for this also, for all of us. Make dua for all who have come, and all the Muslims of the world. On that, Malaika will make dua for you and say, Ameen for you, and you have the same. By the farishtas to us, our tongues will come right. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make our complete and full islah by the barakat of this month. Roza, Quran, Sharif, and this majma, environment. There are so many things. Don't use these wasitas and ask Allah Ta'ala that He makes our complete islah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.